Today is the 10th Sunday after Trinity, and our theme today is the Lord of Sabbath sets us free for unity. The Lord of Sabbath sets us free for unity. And I want you to focus your attention to the Gospel text, St. Luke's Gospel chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Where we read about a healing of a crippled woman by the Lord Jesus. This text emphasizes mercy more than law. Mercy more than law. The mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ crossed over borders and boundaries to value the human life. That is the theme that we find here in this text. The mercy of the Lord Jesus crossed over the borders and boundaries to value human life. And when we see this text, we can understand there is a clear conflict between the law and human values, or between social system and human values. Of course, we need to understand for the Jewish people, the law is their main bloodstream. Without the law, they could not live. The Torah and the prophets are like their two eyes. Torah is the law, and the prophets, prophecies proclaimed by the prophets, different prophets. So these are like two eyes for them. So without that, they could not see the world. So with these two things are so precious for the people of Israel. Now we see here, it seems that there is a law breaking. Who broke the law? Jesus. According to the system, according to the law, and according to the interpretation of the president of the synagogue. There was a crippled woman, and Jesus called her and touched her, and he said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. And one more important thing that we need to understand, Jewish people always look up and praise God. Always they look up when they praise God. Now, this crippled woman could not look up because she was crippled. She was bent down, and she always looked down the floor, not look up. So this is the freedom that Jesus is giving, freedom from the bondage of looking down, looking down. And therefore, in order to do that, Jesus had to go beyond the boundaries, the circles, the borders of the law. So there are two kinds of interpretation of the law. One is by the president of the synagogue. The president of the synagogue said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." So what is the law? Sabbath teaches you cannot do any work. You cannot do any work. So healing is also a work. So according to the president of the synagogue, Jesus is breaking the law here. Jesus is breaking the law here. But of course we know, in his own words he said, I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. Not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. So this is the interpretation of the president of the synagogue. But we can see that it's a very self-centered, selfish interpretation. He valued the beasts more than human. And that is why Jesus is telling, if your goat or donkey is thirsty, you are taking him out to drink, to give water. So that's also a work. But you are against me just because I heal this crippled woman. So who is the most important person? Is it the beast or this woman? Man or the animal? And according to the president of the synagogue, man is for law. Everything. Everything is law. Without law, he could not do anything. And they loved the sister. Now, the other interpretation is given by the Lord Jesus himself. According to Jesus, not the man is for law, but the law is for man. The law is for man. According to his interpretation, the person's need should be centered. The person's need should be centered. And that is what he did. This crippled woman was in a need of healing. And he healed it. He healed it. So therefore he valued the human beings first, more than anything else, more than the law. And that is why, because of the selfish interpretation by the synagogue leader, he called them, you hypocrites. You hypocrites. So what is the most important thing? Is that the law or the value of the human beings? Now we all know yesterday, the former president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, was arrested by the CI. And the government says that is law. But the other says no. It could have been done differently. And what do you think? What do you think? We come back to the text. Jesus Christ said it is right in the sight of God to heal the poor woman more than merely following the law. Because the systems, the law, the system of the society never helped her to straighten up. All these days, how many years? 18 long years, the system or the law in the society never help her to straighten up. And Jesus saw this. Whereas the synagogue ruler could not see that. She could not praise God by looking up because she was bent down. Jesus saw this. Jesus saw this injustice created by the system. And that is why he broke it. And he healed her, and she was able to look up and praise God. So what do you think? Is Jesus really broke the law? I believe that according to his own words, he came to fulfill the law. Here he fulfilled the law, completed the law. Because in the law there is gap according to the system. What was the gap? This woman was not helped in order to straighten her. But Jesus came and gave her freedom. So he taught to love and show mercy to the people more than any system or the law. There are so many people today, because of the system worshippers, they cannot straighten up, they cannot stand up, they cannot look up. They are crippled down. They always look down. They cannot see up. That is the situation today. Maybe in our church or in our society, same system. Because of the system worshippers. I think we as Christians, we need to go beyond the system. Go beyond the system and value the human life. That is the most important thing. And that is what Jesus did here. Systems are good. We need to have systems. Laws are good. We need to have laws. But the most important thing is we must not become worshippers of system. We have to always seek to the liberation, for the freedom, for the value, and to defend the man and woman in this world. And that is the teaching of this text, my dear friends. Therefore, let us thank God for his words. Sometimes some may misunderstand that as the synagogue ruler saying that Jesus is breaking the law. But in his own words, Jesus is fulfilling the law here. Because there was a gap. There was a gap. The gap was that the system or the law did not help that poor woman to look up and praise God. But Jesus came and gave her the freedom. And she was able to look up and praise God. Jesus broke down all the chains that bound her. Remember, Jesus himself is saying, it is an evil spirit. It is an evil spirit. So whoever is bound and unable to praise God are bound and crippled and bent down by the evil spirit. So remember, there are, when we talk about social systems, there are evil spirit also in that. So we need to pray for the liberation and the freedom from this social system so that people will be able to enjoy the peace and the happiness that God has given to all of us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your words. Help us to understand your divine words and accept them into our life in order to make a transformation and change in our society. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.